AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the 20th anniversary gathering to mark the Million Man March in Washington, D.C., Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan praised the young protesters behind Black Lives Matter. He called them the next leaders of the civil rights movement and called on older leaders to support them. The families of several unarmed African-American men and women killed in encounters with police spoke today, including Trayvon Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton. She says it's important not to stand by and not say anything anymore.
Your child was murdered. That person's mother needs to hold their head down because they birthed a murderer.
Trayvon Martin was shot and killed in Florida 3 years ago. Deborah Pryor is among those who can be called an evacuee from floodwaters in South Carolina.
A lot of people has evacuated because the water's now coming next to their home, and for safe reason they had to leave. And so I'm living with my aunt.
South Carolina's governor says floodwaters are easing, but there is a lot of high water. The heavy rain in South Carolina is blamed for at least 19 deaths. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's lawyer says an Army officer is recommending Bergdahl face a lower-level court-martial and be spared jail time for leaving his post in Afghanistan. He could have gotten maximum life imprisonment. Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban after leaving his post in 2009 and held until last year when he was exchanged for five Taliban commanders. Nine construction workers were injured, three critically, after a partial bridge collapse at a freeway on-ramp near Los Angeles overnight. It happened as a bridge deck was being lowered. Suicide bombers are being suspected in Turkey. Explosions went off in Ankara targeting a peace rally. At least 86 people were killed. Turkey's prime minister suggests Kurdish rebels or Islamic State group militants may be behind the attacks. This is AP Radio News. A 4.4 magnitude earthquake shook northern Oklahoma, one of the strongest quakes in that state this year. There were no reports of injuries or damage. There is speculation this quake may have been induced by the injection of drilling wastewater underground.
There's been some papers written on these quakes we've been getting in Oklahoma, and I can't comment to say whether this one is induced or not because obviously the research hasn't been done yet, but this is in the same area where we've been getting other induced quakes.
Paul Caruso is with the U.S. Geological Survey. Oklahoma Geological Survey records show there have been nearly 700 earthquakes of magnitude 3 or larger in Oklahoma this year. That's up from 20 from all of 2009. Oakland A's pitching prospect Mike Nolan has died. He was shot last week in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant in New York. Nolan was declared brain dead a few days ago. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.